Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 13. Today we're going to be talking about manifesting for dummies. So, okay, first of all, if you don't know what manifesting is, if you don't know what pre-paving is, totally fine. It's good to be wherever you are. And like I would say not a lot of people know these terms. This is kind of fringe, weird, little bit new agey stuff, and I dig it. So I want to talk about it because I have a podcast. The heart of it essentially is that I believe we were created by what you might call a creator to create. And we are creating our world every day. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. But cool things start to happen when you get intentional about it. So that's, I don't have like a dictionary definition. I feel like I first heard about the idea of manifesting, or you could think like The Secret, if that freaks you out, like no worries, we're going to bring it back. And if that doesn't freak you out and if that lights you up, then that's okay too, because it lights me up and I'm very excited to be talking about it. I guess I first heard about the idea of manifesting in the early, would you say the 2010s? That's probably not a thing, but it has to be a thing. Like that's what you call it. I was very intrigued, but I was also kind of scared that I might be wandering down a path that was blasphemous and evil and wrong and no good if you're a Christian. And I have talked a little bit about my faith at length, about my faith on the podcast. And I guess I feel like I come from the Christian tradition. At that point in my life, I definitely still would have strongly considered myself a Christian. I don't know that I would strongly consider myself a Christian now. I strongly consider myself someone who wants to be in tune with the life force of the universe, which, you know, Christians call God. And I generally kind of interchangeably referred to as God or the universe on the podcast. So that's, I guess, just a little bit about where I'm coming from a faith point of view. And I know that can freak some people out because there is a need to have like a structured view of things. And I don't really have that. The more that I've tried to dig into what I believe and what I feel is the truest path, that's where that's led me. I have some insecurity about that and some fear about that. And especially talking about it in Christian circles, even progressive Christian circles. But that's where I am right now. Sorry, that was a whole long tangent, but I guess I wanted to say that before we got into pre-paving and manifesting. So manifesting, dictionary definition, is you want something. Let's say you want the partner of your dreams, or you want a computer, or those are two very different things. And then it's kind of like you sit down and, by the way, I'm giving you like the Cliff Notes version. I want to do like a whole episode on manifesting. But for right now, it's just like you sit down, you're like, okay, this is what I want. And then there's some different, it's very faith-based. It's like believing that this is not just a thing that I want, but this is a thing that I'm going to create for myself. So you can see why, from a Christian perspective, that might be somewhat problematic or a lot problematic. Christians like not to, you know, not all Christians, right? But generally, when we pray for what God wants. And desire is kind of like a dirty word almost in Christianity. It's not about what you want. And we hear that a lot. But I have spent the last several years thinking very deeply about desire from a philosophical point of view. And I think this is just where I am right now in my life at 35. It feels like not such a bad thing to want things. And if we are allowed to want and we were created by a creator to create, then it makes sense to me that we get to play a part in going after those desires and making them realities. So that's what I do. That's what I'm about. I love this stuff. That's kind of the heart of what the manifesting is. And I, like I said, I want to do a whole thing on that. Pre-paving is like the baby step. And by the way, the term pre-paving, I first heard from Jay Pryor. It was actually a Being Boss episode, and he talks about it a lot on his podcast. So the idea is, the example they use was a parking spot. So I live in DC, so I'll just use that example. Parking in DC is almost impossible. And so to pre-pave, you would say, I'm going to drive down to DC to go to this bar, to go out with friends. There's going to be a spot free or very cheap near the bar. I won't have to walk far. And you just kind of say that and speak that in to the universe. And then you trust that it's going to happen. And what I have found is that more often than not, it does. So I wanted to kind of use the rest of the episode to talk about things that I've pre-paved. I feel so vulnerable talking about this, and I don't know why. It's like a weird thing I do, but it's made my life better, and it's kind of fun, and it feels a little bit magical, and it also feels like I'm in tune with what I would call God, and so it's cool. I want to talk about things that I have pre-paved, and then I want to talk about one of the unexpected benefits that I have experienced. Yesterday, for example, I went to work. I moonlight, spotlight, daylight. I don't know what you would call it. My side hustle is I wait tables 3 days a week. And so I worked yesterday. And when you wait tables, you never know exactly what you're going to make. It's always kind of a crapshoot. You never know when you're going to get off. It's according to the whim of the manager on duty, basically. So I get there and I say, I'm going to make $120 and I want to get off by 5 o'clock. When it was all said and done, I made $107 and I got off at 5:08. Was it a coincidence? Maybe, but I set an intention into the universe and it came pretty close. One of the coolest times that I've ever pre-paved was my son just graduated from preschool. Usually I drop him off around 7:30, but when my school ended for the semester, he still had like a month to go. It was more difficult to get up and get going at 7:30 in the morning because I didn't have class. So snack time is at 9:15, and at preschool they call him a foodie. Like, he really loves snack time, and it takes about 15 minutes to get to school. And we were leaving at like 9:07, and I was just running late, and it was just one of those days. And so I always tell him when that happens, like, just, hey, just FYI, bud, we may miss snack time. And he was like, no, I think we might make it. I was like, okay, well, let's try this. Let's pre-pave that you're going to make snack time and that you're going to get there before it ends. And he was like, okay, we got there at 9:22 and we walk in and he's like looking around, looking at his teachers, and we realize they haven't even started snack. Like, they were getting ready to start it. I think for kids, this stuff is easier to believe. It's gonna be fine and it's gonna work out. So I have a 15-year-old too, and leading up to the end of the year, so she just finished her 9th grade year. A week or two before school ended, I started getting emails from her English teacher saying, like, she wasn't doing so well and she had to get such and such a grade in order to basically stay in the honors program. And she had this group project. It was like a performance, and her teacher was saying, like, I think she'll do really well in that. And so we're talking about making up work and doing well and the other things. And we get to like the last week, which is when this project is taking place. And she's like, Mom, the other people that I'm working with are just so annoying and they're not listening. The teacher specifically said, do it according to the rubric or whatever. And I'm trying to tell them to do that and they won't listen. And I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're just going to pre-pave that they will understand that this is for a grade and that they will do what they need to do and you will do your best at your part and it'll be okay and you'll get a great grade on it and it'll work out fine. It did go well. She ended up getting a B in the class and she aced the performance and it went well. With this stuff, a lot of times the worst part is the freaking out about what might happen. But if you prepay, it's going to go well, you don't have that anxiety. So you don't have that worrying about what's going to happen. And then even if it doesn't go well, Sadie could have not done as well on her performance as she wanted to. But she probably would have done worse if she was so anxious about how it was going to go that she couldn't focus on doing her best. If you shift that to it's going to be good. It already is good, even if you don't get the exact outcome that you spoke into the universe. By the way, speaking it out loud, Jay Pryor talks a lot about this, is like the kind of the essential, this is so like Genesis 1 and 2, you know, God said and it was. The poem, the metaphor of Genesis is gorgeous. It's beautiful. And I think it's also an invitation for us to think deeply about what we want. And the basic principle behind manifesting is for the highest good of all that are involved. Manifesting is not something you use to get like revenge on the jerk at work or whatever. There is like a flowing generosity. So we give and we get, and that's what makes the world go round. I kind of wanted to issue an invitation for you to try prepaving out. I would like to hear how it goes. And those are just a couple of stories. I actually have a lot because I do this all the time. This is like how I live my life. I'm always like joking, half dead serious, like let's prepave that it goes well. And usually it does. So I think that's all. I hope you enjoyed this and I hope that it was a light bulb moment.